One of those gentlemen has a tremendous background in the industry, and he's our next guest is Boyce Thompson. Boyce is a writer, editor, author, BoyceThompsonMedia.com. Boyce, welcome officially to the Handyman Microphones.
Well, thanks, Glenn. It's a pleasure to be here.
Turning homes into, your book says it best, the new home. We want to take every home that we have and we want to make it more creature comfortable, creature friendly. We're looking at new things all the time. You make the circuit on a lot of trade shows, which are not open to the public, so you get an opportunity to see some really state-of-the-art new things. When you're traveling around the country, you actually show these things to the people, right?
Yeah, it's a rare opportunity. I've been to 6-8 home shows in the last year, and I bring a showcase of 10 innovative products. And I put them in an exhibit so people can actually go in and experience them.
Play with them, right?
Play with them, yeah.
And we're seeing a trend that is now a category of smart homes. I can remember going through the number 4 smart home in the United States. And they had this great big wire harness called Cbus, and it was a fortune. Just the wire harness was like $15,000 not installed. You know, and what did the house do? Today, we don't need those crazy wire harnesses. We've got Wi-Fi.
Right. Remember back in the day, the idea was that you could get on your cell phone and you could call your house and prepare your spa. It would be nice and warm when you got home. And the critics would say, do I really want to pay $30,000 for that? But now what's amazing is like all the benefits that they talked about in conjunction with the smart home, they're now all widely available for very little money. So you can buy like an Apple TV and you can talk to your television and it'll control the different products and systems within your house. You can do something similar with Amazon's Echo product, and Google's coming out with a home product that'll be voice controlled and it'll talk with your Nest thermostat and different products within the house. And the price point here, we're only talking about like $240 to, you know, $180.
Yeah, we're not talking thousands anymore.
So you were talking about hard work maybe that you have to do this weekend, and I'm showing things that might be fun. My advice to people is like start someplace, and they've made it so easy to install these things. You know, they have like 24/7 help now. And the instructions are like really, they're kind of dumbed down in a very comfortable way.
Yeah, more literal.
And then if you have trouble, you know, you go online, you can quickly Google the problem and figure out the solution. But it's pretty easy to put in an Apple TV or a Nest thermostat. I'm sure you've had the experience.
Yep, and now Nest is on the third generation, and they handle electrical baseboard heat and stuff. And the price has gone from $450 to $249. But look at the price of TVs, how they've come down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole electronics world. And yet the adaptability, I mean, you can have so many things that I have an app for that. And with your moving around the country and visualizing what's out there and bringing that forward, then we're seeing more of this stuff on the shelf, because some of the times it's only available online.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Like, there's been this surge of creative activity when it comes to building products. And a lot of these manufacturers are totally thinking outside the box. They're thinking about how people use something like a doorbell and reinventing it.
Yeah.
So I'm showing the Ring doorbell, and somebody comes to the door, rings the doorbell, you get a video image on your smartphone. I mean, that like really changes the game. Or the Kiva lock set, and it recognizes your smartphone through Bluetooth, and all you have to do is touch the deadbolt and the lock opens.
I remember going to the builder show in January. And I was with, I walked into the Lennox booth,
mm-hmm.
and they have an SJ30. And I was talking to the product manager, and, you know, there's all kinds of setback setup thermostats. Their thermostat reached out to your cell phone and would measure how far you are from your house and know you're coming home, and then we'll start adjusting it so it's the proper temperature without you touching the phone.
That's called geofencing.
Isn't that amazing?
And what's incredible is you said your Lennox booth?
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. Once you want to get, and you know this as well as I do, but once you want to get into all this, you need to be careful that you start someplace where you can marry all the products
Correct.
You already
yeah,
have.
You don't need 15 standalones. You want stuff that marries
yeah.
together. So it's Boyce Thompson, writer, editor, and having fun. Yeah. Bringing fun to the family and all the neat stuff that really makes sense. A lot of the stuff saves big-time energy.
Yeah.
And really focuses it down. I mean, folks, there is supports out there. If you buy one of those thermostats, your local utility helps pay for it. Mm-hmm. They have rebates and so forth. So
I got one other thing I should tell you about. Like, it's a great home improvement product, CertainTeed drywall. I mean, there's a product where you don't expect a lot of innovation, but they showed at the Home Builders Show this year a new Habito drywall that's twice as strong as normal drywall.
Unbelievable. Yeah. They climbed the rock.
Oh, you saw that,
the wall. But tell them about it, because if you're going to hang let's say, one of those 70-inch TVs, you got to buy this big frame to anchor it, but not anymore with this.
Yeah, and you had to screw it into the studs behind the wall, so they had to be in the right place, because you want the television in the right place on the wall. So the beauty of the Habito is that it holds 30 pounds for each screw, so you can probably hold the television anywhere on the wall. And then the beauty is, if you upgrade to a bigger TV, you take the old one off, you probably aren't going to ruin the wall when you take it off.
Exactly.
So I've got a couple samples out here, and people can actually take a hammer to the Habito and a traditional piece of drywall and see if they can break.
That was
one
a great display, wasn't it?
That
like
was
rock climbing.
Maybe
with this
one
thing?
Of the best I'd ever seen at a trade show. It's like, I wish I could have brought that, but
that would have been. But you know, what's amazing is the transition from what you see, and that's what your job is to bring this forward to the end user, which is the purchaser. Because there's a lot of contractors that never, ever see that.
The perfect example is a rain screen system.
Right.
I mean, a lot of builders, if you ask them, you know, what are you doing for a rain screen, they may not have an answer.
That's right.
But, you know, building scientists say that this is something you should definitely have in your wall.
Give water direction. Give water flow rate. Because your product is not a water barrier on the outside of your house. Your water's going to penetrate. Give it direction. Get it away from the substrate or the subfloor.
You know, the other thing I saw at the Home Builder Show, did you see the 3D house, a 3D printer house? Oak Ridge National Laboratory printed a house with 3D printers, and they put it way in the back. It was hard to find.
Well, I have a scooter, so I get in the corners.
But it got me thinking about 3D printers, and I got one for hobbyists, and I'm actually building houses. Okay, they're little plastic houses in one color, but the kids love them, and people just stand there, and most people have never seen a 3D printer.
Right. That's right.
And I'm showing a video, you know, a 100-home subdivision in China that's being made with the same technology. I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to influence our residential construction industry, probably starting with parts and things like that. But eventually, you know, you're going to see entire houses built with 3D printers.
That's right. Boyce Thompson, hey, it was nice having you with us.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Novi.